We had a group of people, about seven or eight of us, that had the idea of putting together a festival. And we didn't know whether it would continue or not, but we had such a great time that first year. We did it a second, and we're now in our 10th.
Talk a bit about some of the bands that you've got selected for this year. I know the Foghorn String Band is one of your headliners this year. How do you pick bands? How do you decide who's going to be on the festival lineup in a given year?
Well, generally, we have seen these bands perform at some other festival or venue previously. And after the end of each festival, we sit down the week following and we start talking about who do we want to bring in next year. And sometimes we can get the bands we want, and sometimes we have to pass for another year depending on their schedules. But yeah, Foghorn String Band is just a great old-time traditional band, and I had actually tried to get them the previous year, but they had a conflict on their schedule, so there's a band that we've been working on for a couple years to get to the festival, so we're really pleased to have them coming.
And, of course, you also draw from Wyoming musicians. You've got the Jalon Crossland Band and the Jeff Troxel Trio, for instance.
Jalon has a unique distinction this year of being the only entertainer we've had at all 10 festivals. He's either performed solo or with his band. He'll be appearing this year with his band again. And, you know, Jalon Crossland stacks up against anybody else across the country, and our crowd just really loves it.
And that's got to be one of the tricks in booking a festival. You want consistency to some degree from year to year so that audience members know a bit what to expect. But, of course, if you have the same lineup every year, people are going to say, well, I've already been to that festival.
Absolutely. And we always take surveys at the festival. We have an online survey that people can fill out on our website. And we always take a look at what our crowd wants to have in future years. And we always take a look at who they really liked this year. An excellent example this year is Houston Jones, who is returning now for the third year in a row. And they're from the San Francisco Bay Area. A great, great acoustic Americana band, and they just bring a lot of fun to the festival, and folks love them, so we bring them back.
Three things that I learned, each one in a season. Two I took to heart, one beggar's reason.
Now, the music is, of course, the backbone of the festival. It is a music festival, but you've also got some other things going on around that, including workshops, and then you actually have instrument contests, and the winner of the banjo and mandolin contests actually become the Wyoming state champions on those instruments.
The winners of those contests get an automatic entry into the Winfield contest if they want to go. They're not required to go, of course, but it's a great honor, I think, for them to be able to participate in that festival if they wish to.
And that's the national championship.
Yes, it is. We do the instrument contest on Saturday morning, and then we have all sorts of workshops going on Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. We'll also have an old-time dance, and that'll happen Saturday night at 9:15, and Foghorn String Band is going to be the live band for that dance. Pete LaBerge, a great caller, will be calling the dance. Whether you know how to dance or not, it's fun for all to participate in.
One more question for you, Paul Jarvis. You're 10 years in. You're celebrating your 10th anniversary this summer. What's planned for the next 10 years? What are you hoping for?
Well, we're going to keep doing what we do best. what we're going to do is try to find the best talent we can bring in each year and continue to have a festival that engages the audience as opposed to just being a performance event.